NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by your Ford dealer, the place you gotta go to see what's going on. Here is Lou Wood.
One of America's space efforts ran into difficulty at Cape Kennedy today. The launch of the largest communications satellite yet developed was postponed for one day when a short circuit was found in the Titan rocket that had been scheduled to carry it into orbit. The giant radio relay satellite, the forerunner of a model designed to provide communications between military units on the ground or in the air, is now scheduled for blastoff shortly after 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon Eastern Time. President Nixon, working on a vacation in Florida, ordered his science advisor to re-examine America's space program and report on possible cuts in costs. He directed Dr. Lee Dubridge to also study the possibility of redirecting the space effort after the Man to the Moon project is completed. Among a series of directives to government departments, Mr. Nixon called for a stepped-up federal effort to stem the flow of obscene materials through the mails to juveniles. The president mixed his weekend of foreign policy discussions with a morning houseboat ride on Key Biscayne. The president's urban affairs advisors announced agreement today on changes in the Johnson administration's War on Poverty program. Vice President Spiro Agnew told newsmen after the Urban Affairs Council met at the White House that the Office of Economic Opportunity would not be dissolved. Agnew said existing anti-poverty programs were extremely laudable in purpose, but were often poorly executed, and the changes would make the program more efficient and effective. More news after this from Ford.
Gene Rayburn for Ford. And if you're going to predict the going football team for 1969, the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame would have to come near the top of any list. And Coach Ara Parseghian, he knows a going thing or two about the beautiful Galaxy 500 you can get right now during your Ford dealer's pop option sale.
You can get it any way you want. Vinyl interior and white wall, wheel covers. You can get that package if you want. You can save a lot of money by doing so. If you happen to want air conditioning, tinted glass, or a high-powered engine of some sort, you can get that package. And you can save money by getting these various option opportunities. And I think this is a great thing for a guy that's going out and going to buy a car. He gets it the way he wants it.
Yes, sir, you take it from Coach Ara Parseghian. During your Ford dealer's pop option sale, you get it the way you want it. Popular Ford cars like Galaxy 500, Fairlane, Mustang, and Falcon, decorated with popular option packages at special low prices. Going Ford is the going thing, and your Ford dealer's the place you gotta go to see what's going on.
Tony Randall here, once again, Lou Wood.
An unusual out-of-courtroom procedure today at the Clay Shaw trial. The story from Charles Quinn, NBC News, New Orleans.
The judge took the Clay Shaw trial into the French Quarter today, looking for an apartment where some men supposedly talked about killing President Kennedy back in 1963. They were all there, the judge, the jury, the defendant Clay Shaw, the witness Charles Feisel, who said he heard the testimony, lawyers, newsmen, a couple of hundred people in all, tying up traffic, attracting scores of astonished spectators, a bizarre scene on the eve of the Mardi Gras season. Across the street, some hippies were being arrested for loitering. The court trooped in and out of two buildings looking for the apartment where Speisel testified he heard the conversation at a party. Shaw was at that party, Speisel said. But it wasn't immediately clear whether they found the apartment. Earlier today, under cross-examination, Speisel admitted that 5 years ago, he sued the Pinkerton Detective Agency for $16 million for mentally torturing him and ruining his business. He also admitted that over 16 years, he'd been hypnotized 50 or 60 times, each time without his consent. Charles Quinn, NBC News, New Orleans.
The Democratic Party moved today to carry out a mandate from its 1968 convention to reform the party and convention structure. National Chairman Fred Harris announced the appointment of two special commissions to work out party reforms. A heart transplant operation is underway at Children's Hospital in Cincinnati. The medical team is placing the heart of a 7-year-old boy who died in a traffic accident into the chest of a 6-year-old girl. The girl has suffered from a terminal heart disease most of her young life. More in a moment.
Falcon is America's all-time economy champ, the roomiest compact in the world, and offers more option opportunities than any other compact. And right now, you can get a Falcon specially equipped with Ford's most popular options at a special low package price. That's because your Ford dealer's having a pop option sale. And on Falcon, the pop options include racing stripe, two-tone roof, wheel covers, carpets, and more. So what else can I say, except see your Ford dealer?
You could say colossal, stupendous, terrific.
Yeah, I could, but...
South Vietnamese security forces said today they had arrested two Viet Cong suicide squads and foiled a plot to blow up the National Police headquarters and a runway at Saigon's big international airport. Meanwhile, U.S. military intelligence sources in Saigon said communist troops are expected to start a new offensive soon, but do not plan any full-scale attacks on the capital. Again, the hour's top story. A short circuit in a Titan rocket at Cape Kennedy forced a 24-hour postponement of America's largest communications satellite launch yet. Lou Wood, NBC News, reporting.
Listen again on the hour when Ford brings you NBC Monitor News. Little green apples may not be among the most enjoyable edibles except when they're audible, as in this Pat Williams variety. They make some fine monitor listening. Little green apples. Than a speeding naughty girl. More powerful than garlic. Is it the bird? Is it the plane? No. Is it Superman? No. It's myself. Tony Randall, that's who. And I'm delighted to be your monitor host. And while I step into the nearest phone booth to change back into my street clothes, listen to the Irish Rovers.
We'll drink, the pink, the savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compounds for defecations in every case.
Now here's a story, a little bit gory, a little bit happy, a little bit sad, of Lily the Pink and her medicinal compound, and how it drove her to the bath. Well, Ebenezer thought he was Julius Caesar, so they put him in the home, and then they gave him medicinal compound, and now he's emperor of Rome.
We'll drink, the savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound for defecations in every case.
Uncle Paul, he was very small, he was the shortest man in town, rubbed his body with medicinal compound.
Now he was only half a pound.
Lily died and went up to heaven. All the church bells they did ring. She took with her medicinal compound.
Hark the herald angels sing. We
at every cave. We'll drink a drink a drink a drink a little drink a drink a drink to save your all. The human remedy she invented, medicinal compound, was efficacious at every cave.
Ask not for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee, O home handyman, and it heralds the advent of a monitor tip. Namely, identify leftover paint by brushing a stroke of the paint on the outside of the can at the level of the remaining paint. That's about as intelligent as the Crime Stoppers and Dick Tracy. In this way, when you need paint again, you can see at a glance the exact color and the amount left. Here's another household tip. Do you always have to run next door to the neighbors and borrow tools when household chores crop up? For less than $4, you can buy a vice grip locking wrench. Vice grip looks like a pliers with a bolt on its right leg. It's a portable vice to hold small objects for sawing or filing. Use it in close quarters against a wall where there is no room for an ordinary pipe wrench. It's a jiffy clamp for gluing or joining. It's a pliers, wire cutter, nail puller, if you don't mind the pain. Just name the job and chances are a vice grip can do it. Available wherever tools are sold. 7 vice grip models to choose from. An entire toolkit in just one tool for under $4. Be sure the one you buy says vice grip right on the tool. On Monitor Next, on the line with Bob Considine, brought to you by Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
British newspapers are much more promotion-minded than ours. The London Daily Mail, which underwrote the first flight across the Atlantic Ocean, has a fine new contest set for this year, 50 years later. The London Daily Telegraph has an even more startling contest. I'll be back with the details. First, here's something to remember from Mutual of Omaha.
Traveling, traveling, traveling on, going to the places people have gone. Come along and see the world. Going to the places where the people have gone.
We're always on the move, aren't we? Cross country or cross town, distance makes no difference when it comes to an accident. Mutual of Omaha can't keep you from getting hurt or getting sick, but they can protect you against the ever higher cost. Mutual of Omaha Health Insurance can pay you for hospital and doctor bills, and even provide cash for living expenses. And it does what most health insurance won't do. Goes right on paying even when you're out of the hospital and recovering at home. So why take chances? Call the man from Mutual of Omaha today. You can trust him to provide the benefits you need when you need them. After all, he's from Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
Lindbergh was not the first man to fly the Atlantic. More than 100 had done it before him, in Zeppelins, the Navy flying boat NC-4, and it was done by a couple of British flyers, Alcock and Brown. Lindbergh was the first to fly it solo. The Alcock and Brown flight, which took off 50 years ago from Newfoundland and cracked up in a peat bog in Ireland, won a $50,000 prize offered by the London Daily Mail. And now the Mail will observe that anniversary with another transatlantic flight of somewhat startling dimensions. In fact, many of them. It is open to the military, to commercial airlines, owners of private jets or long-range planes. The starting line will be the top floor of the Empire State Building. The finish line is the top of the General Post Office Tower in London. In other words, if you're an ordinary contestant, you first got to wait for the down elevator at the Empire State Building, get to Kennedy Airport, which could be the toughest part of the trip, fly the Atlantic Ocean, fight the London traffic to the Post Office Tower, and hope to get an up elevator in a hurry. Well, rots of ruck. Multiple prizes in many categories amount to about $250,000. The Daily Telegraph's contest is a bit different, and even more hair-raising. It has put up £10,000 sterling, $24,000, to finance what amounts to the first walking trip to the North Pole. 3 Scots, Dr. Hugh Simpson, a teacher, his wife Myrtle, and another Glasgow schoolmaster, Roger Tuft, will make up the mission. They'll take off from a place named Ward Hunt Island, 470 miles south of the pole, and go northward on skis and snowshoes, dragging a couple of sleds whose combined weight will be 650 pounds. They shove off February 26, hope to make it by the end of April. They're hardy people, those Scots. They'll have to be. This is Bob Considine for Monitor. Now let's hear from Mutual of Omaha.
Traveling, traveling, traveling on, going to the places people have gone. come along and see the world. Going to the places where the people have gone.
Wherever you go, take along the health insurance that goes everywhere. Get all-round protection from Mutual of Omaha. Get cash when you need it most, when you're sick or hurt. See the man from Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
On the Line with Bob Considine will be presented again tomorrow by Mutual of Omaha and its life insurance affiliate, United of Omaha, right here on the Monitor Beacon.
Mrs. J has two children, 5 and 7, and a husband dying of cancer. Community Service Society, the agent that helps troubled families to help themselves, helped Mrs. J. No one could save Mr. J's life, but CSS helped Mrs. J to accept the inevitable, to reassure her frightened children, to plan for the future. CSS helped Mrs. J to prepare for a job and to arrange for the care of her children when she will be at work. Mrs. J's story is not unique. Each year, thousands of frightened, desperate, troubled people turn to CSS for help and find it. CSS family counselors help families torn by marital strife. They help disturbed youngsters and lonely old people. They help the sick, the lost, and the despairing. But CSS can't do it alone. It needs your help. Won't you help CSS today by sending a check to CSS, New York, 10010?
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
Tony Randall once again with more of Monitor. Judy Collins sings Someday Soon, which is not a matter of haphazard scheduling. That's the title of the song.
There's a young man that I know. His age is 21. Comes from down in southern Colorado. Just out of the service. And he's looking for his fun. Someday
Mercury went in.
I gave it the office.
Hey, hey, look at us now.
Hey, hey, look at us now. We've got the winners and how. Lincoln Mercury leads the way.
Give me a winner any day, or else a loser with money.
We have an all-new Montego this year. Nothing comes near. Stand up and cheer a winner.
Take a photograph of a Mercury Montego out to your garage and see how nervous your old car gets.
Montego is here. Drive a winner this year.
You realize the Montego is priced so low, you can afford to buy me all kinds of luxury extras.
Great. And we can trade you in for the works.
Lincoln Mercury.
Now, a word from our alternate sponsor.
I find that being a Monitor host, in addition to providing some easy cash, provides a number of very pleasant opportunities, one of which is to allow me to introduce a man whose talent I greatly admire. His friends know him as Mr. Morgan, but to you, he's just plain Henry. Speak, Osage One.
I know a lady who wears false eyelashes, and they look very fine on her. Not all ladies look fine in false eyelashes. Sometimes a perfectly nice girl will put them on, and presto, she looks like something you'd find at midnight under a bridge. Some young girls put on false eyelashes, false glasses, fake hair, fake fur, Looney Town makeup, plastic pants. You wonder just who's going on under all that stuff. Anyway, my lady friend went into a shop the other day for a new set of lashes, and the sales girl happened to remark that they sold false eyelashes to men, too. Well, the President of the United States has said that the whole country has to go forward together, and this may be part of it. I have a feeling that if I catch my banker wearing false eyelashes, it'll make me just a teensy nervous about that $42 in my account. But wait. The sales girl then told my friend that they were now selling. If you're listening to this while driving a car, I'd suggest that you pull over to the side for a few moments. They are now selling false eyelashes for dogs. That's what she said, dogs. I went and checked it out, and it's absolutely true. Not that they're selling them. People are buying them. Now, look, I'm not one of your highly emotional social critics who says the world is coming to an end every time you hear something like this. Until today. I think it is my duty to announce that the world is now officially over. Forget it. You can stop worrying about the Chinese and the Russians and everything else. When that great old super bomb finally comes, it'll find nothing to wipe out. Just another big empty bang in the sky. If there are any people left around who write the history books of the future, all they'll have to say about our so-called civilization is they had a race of people of very strange habits. They separated themselves into groups according to money, according to color, according to origin, according to anything they could think of to make themselves feel superior to one another, and they put false eyelashes on their dogs. They weren't really worth wiping out, but they'd done most of the work beforehand anyway by themselves. They had dirty water to drink, dirty air to breathe. They had managed to louse up half an ocean with oil and garbage. They had no place to park. The country was run by gangsters. Their books, their plays, and their movies were covered by 3 feet of garbage, and they put false eyelashes on their dogs. They are not missed. This is Henry Morgan, and I have to run home now to take care of my dog. He's just eaten up his wig.
What's so new about dogs wearing false eyelashes?
It's a stuffy, uncomfortable feeling for me.
It's a tense, tight, burning sensation.
Rotten. Miserable.
Whatever you call heartburn and acid indigestion, Digel relieves the symptoms. Digel is the extra action antacid. Digel not only contains effective antacids, it has the extra action of simethicone in a patented formulation that breaks up frothy bubbles of gas to help relax your tense, tight stomach. Digel, the extra action antacid, brings you more complete relief. D-I-G-E-L, Digel. Tablets or liquid at all drug counters.
When someone in your family has a minor cut or scrape, stop the pain with Solarcaine. More effective than ordinary first aids that have no pain-killing ingredients. Solarcaine contains benzocaine, medication used by doctors. Stop skin pain with Solarcaine. Cream, lotion, or spray.
Beer in champagne golden cans and
Find out for yourself why.
Miller makes it right. Miller makes it right.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee.
Here's a monitor tip for the motorist. On a bright, sunny day after a snowstorm, be sure to take a pair of sunglasses with you and give your eyes a break. There's no more glaring light condition in nature than sun on snow. Ask any Eskimo. They wear sunglasses. But not now. At least not until after this word from State Farm.
This is Al Capp. For years now, my gravelly but strangely seductive voice has been coming out of your radio extolling the virtues of your State Farm agent. I've told you that he's a nice guy, a friendly guy, that his service is fast, and that his company, State Farm Mutual, is so reliable that it's been the world's biggest automobile insurer for 27 years, and you've been saying nuts to you, Capp. Well, I'm going to let you try out a State Farm agent on a free trial basis. Go to your State Farm agent's office. See if he isn't friendly. See if he isn't fast. See if he isn't a nice guy. Do it. And I'm sure that the next time you hear my voice, you'll turn to your radio and say, "May the heavens smile on you, little Al Capp."
For your car, your home, your life, and your health. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Mottola with You and Only You, heard by you, and not only you, but millions of others on NBC Coast to Coast. In Cleveland on WKYC-FM, serving millions from the highest FM tower in northern Ohio. I'm Tony Randall, your monitor host. Back shortly.
Rowan and Martin, now people. This is Roscoe, inviting you to meet them next week on NBC Radio.
Elvis Presley, where it all began and where it's still happening big. He really tore it up on his TV special, and now there's a Victor album that makes it all happen for you again and again, song after song.
You looking for trouble?
I'm all shook up.
Twenty songs in all, including the great new Elvis hit, If I Can Dream.
While I can dream, I'll feel in my dream.
Come into the world of Elvis Presley. Get Elvis, the new album with all the great music from his TV show. It's on RCA Records and RCA Stereo 8 cartridge tape.
You could be a winner if you play our game. Fortune Phone on WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
This is Frank Gorin, WNBC News. It's 4:30, 37 degrees in New York and cloudy. A Coast Guard spokesman at Portsmouth, Virginia, reported this afternoon that a fleet of communist block fishing trawlers operating offshore has grown to 60 and that at least 20 of them have violated the 12-mile limit. A Coast Guardsman at Portsmouth says the captain of a cutter now heading to the scene has orders to board any of the vessels inside U.S. waters. He added, however, that there's no indication the boats are doing anything but fishing. The Jordanian U.N. ambassador today asked for an urgent meeting of the Security Council on grounds that a new Israeli law in Jerusalem threatens peace in the Mideast. The law, scheduled to go into effect later this month, reportedly would incorporate Arab life and culture into Israeli life in Jerusalem. The Jordanian ambassador said the situation threatens not only Christians and Muslims, but also international peace and security. Problems aboard a Titan IIIC rocket forced postponement of today's scheduled launch of the world's largest communications satellite. The $30 million experimental craft is designed to link up military units on the ground in a vast communications network. Blastoff is rescheduled for 4:09 p.m. tomorrow at Cape Kennedy. That controversial school busing plan in Great Neck, Long Island, has been approved by the local Board of Education. It will bring between 45 and 60 Negro children from Queens to attend daily classes in predominantly white schools in Great Neck. The issue was to have been decided in a referendum last Thursday, but a number of voting machines broke down, making a full tabulation impossible. Today, the school board voted 3-2 in favor of the busing plan. It will take effect in September. Mayor Lindsay today delivered an ultimatum to landlords of non-rent-controlled apartments. Either submit plans for rolling back high rents, or the mayor will seek legislation to slap controls on the 700,000 apartments now exempt from city rent limits. He gave the industry 21 days to comply. The mayor also called on landlords to impose voluntary regulations to keep the middle class from retreating into the suburbs. An industry spokesman, Ralph Gross, of the Commerce and Industry Association, called the mayor's ultimatum shocking. City Councilman Theodore Weiss criticized Lindsay's plans. Said Weiss, "To ask this group of robber barons to police itself is like asking the mafia to police itself." He says it's now up to the city council to show somebody cares. Under Lindsay's proposals, the council will review rollback proposals by landlords. Narcotics detectives arrested at least 173 young people in and around New York City last night and early today. Police radioed a so-called pot party, raided a so-called pot party in Hollis, Queens, and arrested 108 teenagers, half of them under 16. 8 persons were taken into custody near the Bronx campus of New York University. 6 were students. 30 youngsters were arrested in a house in Selden, Suffolk County. 27 were rounded up in upstate Orange County and 10 others in Sullivan County. Quantities of marijuana, hallucinatory drugs, and various narcotics were seized. Egyptian and Syrian newspapers reported today that another group of Iraqis has gone on trial for alleged espionage. The number accused was not given, but they are reportedly charged with spying for Israel and the U.S. Iraqi President Ahmed el-Bakir said earlier this week that more alleged spies, and none of them Jews, were facing trial. Egyptian sources say all those on trial were arrested before the coup, which brought Bakir to power last July. President Nixon ordered possible cuts in the space program today. He also asked for studies on redirecting the program after the Man on the Moon project is completed. The president also told federal agencies to take statistics out of the realm of politics. He said he wants agencies to release statistics on a strict schedule rather than on a scheduled time to get favorable public response. The weather in New York, cloudy for the rest of the day, clouding up this evening, rain at times, mixed with snow ending tomorrow morning, clearing late Sunday afternoon, the low tonight in the 30s, the high tomorrow in the low 30s. Right now it's 37 degrees and cloudy in New York.
What if the winter brings ice and snow?
Monitor warms your heart, makes you glow.
You wind like crazy if you spend the season with NBC.
You are my reason for living. Nothing can take our love away. You are my one desire. You set my heart afire with everything you do and say. It's all happening for you and me. You and me. Now you said you'd come on back to me. Can't you see? We never thought that a love could be so wonderful for you and me. You and me. It's all happening for you and me. You and me. We'll go walking in the park again. Can't you see? A love like ours can go on. Thank you.
happening for you and me, you and me. Now you said you'd come on back to me, can't you see? We never thought that a love could be so wonderful for you and me, you and me. It's all happening for you and me, you and me. Bells are jingling for you and me, you must agree. Hearts full of love, no more to be broken, and there will just be you and me.
Was Leapy Lee. There is such a person? It's all happening, and it happened on Monitor 69, which could be described as a weekend radio happening involving people, places, and events, music, comedy, and sports. And I'm your sport, Tony Randall, who just happens to be your host on this 8th day of February.
Stay right here on NBC.
Just a minute, we'll have another progress report on the Bob Hope Desert Golf Classic, brought to you by Chrysler Corporation.
This is Brock Yates, senior editor of Car and Driver magazine. As part of my job, I cover most of the major automobile races, from Riverside, California, to the Daytona 500 in Florida. And one thing you notice time after time is that the cars in first-class condition are the ones that wind up in front. So you start to pay attention to all the people who keep these cars running right. The pit crews, the mechanics, all the guys who help bring home a winner. And a lot of this rubs off. You start to take more of an interest in your own car to see that it's kept in top condition. That's why I'm so pleased with what I see at my Chrysler, Plymouth, and Dodge dealers. It's called Customer Care by Chrysler Corporation. All it means is that they treat everything right, both you and your car. They're real pros with the right tools, the right mechanics, and the right parts to keep your car in showroom condition. So if you care about your car, why not take it to your local Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealer? They care, too. With Customer Care by Chrysler Corporation.
Now the Bob Hope Desert Classic. A slight pause while we switch to the Indian Wells Country Club in Palm Desert, California.
This is Frank Dill, and we have a new leader in the tournament. Frank Beard, playing at the very tough La Quinta Country Club, has fired a 4-under par 32 on the front nine. He leads the tournament at 11 strokes under par. He has a 3-stroke lead over Art Wall and George Knudsen, both 8-under par. Then it's 7-under Rod Funseth, Billy Casper, Lee Trevino, and Gene Littler. Before he started today's round, I talked to the U.S. Open champion, Lee Trevino.
Lee, here you are, just a shot off the pace and playing Indian Wells today, while the leader is playing a tougher course. You think that gives you some advantage?
No, I don't know if it gives me any advantage or not. This is the easier of the four courses, but if you go in here with the impression that it is the easiest, it's liable to jump up and bite you. I shot the 67 at Bermuda Dunes. I think that this one is a lot easier in Bermuda Dunes, but I guarantee I'd take a 67 here today and wouldn't walk out there.
Yeah, you still got to keep the ball in play and get it in a hole, and that's the whole object of the thing, right?
Yes, it is, yes. And it's a beautiful day, though, here in Palm Springs.
Perfect, perfect. I see you was giving Andy Williams a putting lesson.
Well, I'm not the greatest putter in the world, but I do know a little something about the game, just the entire game. And he happens to have a jabbing stroke, and I got him to following a little bit, and I think it helped him. But like you said, any help anybody could give him was better than what he had.
Lee, when you're playing for the big money, as you are with the pros here, does it bother you at all that you have three amateurs playing along with you?
No, I like to play with amateurs. This is what the name of the game is, you know. A lot of the people all over the country think that that golf is being made by the pros, but actually golf is being made by the amateurs, because the amateurs are the ones that are putting up the money for us to have these great championships out here. And without the money out here for us to play for, you wouldn't have any pros. So I'm 100% for the amateur player and the people that come out and support our tournaments and buy tickets.
That's great. Thank you, Lee.
Thank you very much.
Since I talked to Lee Trevino, he's lost a couple of strokes to par, and he's now, at this moment, 4 strokes behind our leader, Frank Beard, playing at La Quinta Country Club, just about 15 miles away from here. Beard is 11 under par at this moment, and he's 3 strokes ahead of Art Wall and George Knudsen. This is Frank Dill for Monitor Sports.
We'll have further progress reports throughout the weekend, brought to you by Chrysler Corporation. And now a word from Dodge.
This is Joe Garagiola.
When it comes to performance, what do you want most in your car? Acceleration, fuel economy, or braking efficiency? In the recent Union Pure Oil performance trials, which includes all three, Dodge came out the overall winner in three classes. And what's more, a Dodge Dart Swinger won the economy championship in this NASCAR-sanctioned trial with a 24.2 miles per gallon average. And Charger RT topped all comers in acceleration. Performance lovers, what more can we say?
On the monitor scoreboard, college basketball finals, Tulsa 94, Bradley 80, St. Peter's 85, Wheaton 78, Wake Forest 79, Virginia Tech 71. Monitor news special, a large number of Soviet fishing trawlers have been reported off the Virginia coast and are being investigated by U.S. Coast Guard vessels. Lieutenant J.G. Copeland, public information officer of the 5th Coast Guard District, Norfolk, reports.
The Coast Guard cutter Point Arena is underway to investigate a report of communist bloc fishing trawlers inside the 12-mile fisheries zone off Virginia's eastern shore. A Coast Guard fixed-wing aircraft from Elizabeth City this morning confirmed an earlier report from a Coast Guard buoy tender that a large number of trawlers were fishing near the 12-mile limit. Since yesterday, the fleet moved north, and they have grown in number from 14 in the original report to over 50 at this time. According to the aircraft, as many as 20 were seen inside the 12-mile limit today, and now most of them have moved across the line. The Point Arena, an 82-foot patrol boat from Little Creek, Virginia, has orders to board any Soviet bloc trawlers it finds within 12 miles of shore. The cutter Cherokee is also standing by at Little Creek to assist if needed, and the surveillance craft is still on scene. The Coast Guard has legal responsibility to enforce U.S. fishing rights along the coast.
Coast Guard Public Information Officer Lieutenant J.G. Copeland in Norfolk. For further developments as warranted, stay tuned to Monitor.
Are you ready for something great? Then look what Plymouth's up to now. This is Petula Clark with some great news about a grand event. The Great Plymouth Sale. A sale that's meant for you. What's so great about it? Well, your Plymouth dealer's featuring a lot of special cars, not just one or two, but Valiant and Barracuda models, as well as Belvedere and Fury models, all specially equipped with special values on extras. Your Plymouth dealer's Great Plymouth Sale is happening now.
It's happening now. Happening now.
You see, when your Plymouth dealer has a sale, it isn't just good, it's great. Just look what Plymouth's up to now.
The Great Plymouth Sale is now. The Great Plymouth Sale is
Wilson, California soul, and with the unhappy news from Santa Barbara, I'm thinking of that lovely coastline. I wonder what happens to the old time-honored concept of pouring oil on troubled waters when the trouble is the oil. Ah, well.
And the most recent word is that they've plugged it successfully, and they've stopped the drilling. Hickel finally made up his mind. Mirabile dictu. For more news, NBC News on the Hour, only a brief few moments to wait. This is Tony Randall. Did you save the cost of a package of cigarettes yesterday? You could repeat that saving each day and actually perform miracles in fortune building at the Dime Savings Bank, the big savings bank for all New York. Take as an example a young man, age 25, saving the cost of one pack of cigarettes a day, approximately 50 cents, about $15 a month. Deposited regularly each month at the Dime, at age 65, it would amount to over $22,860 before taxes. Over $15,500 of this amount is Dime dividends. That proves the magic power of compound dividends at the Dime. This is based on the Dime's latest dividend of 5% a year, paid from day of deposit, compounded quarterly. Just think what you could do by saving only $10 a week at the Dime. You can't beat this. For postage-free forms to open your account by mail at the Dime, write Savings, WNBC Radio, New York 10020. Savings, WNBC Radio, New York 10020. The Dime Savings Bank of Brooklyn.
With Joe O'Brien. Weekday mornings 5 to 9 on WNBC Radio 660 New York.